Chris's Wicked Word Nosh, a place to chow down on topics relevant to writers of all kinds. Hello, and welcome to Marissa's Wicked Word Nosh. I'm Marissa, and this is a weekly podcast in which I talk about a wide variety of writing-related topics. And usually I talk about genre of writing or maybe a writing technique, and there's usually quite a bit of research that goes into that. I'm not doing that so much this week. I want to apologize in advance. I'm not feeling great. I don't think it's anything serious. I think I'm probably just really overtired. My dog, Fern, my podcasting buddy, who I love more than anything in the world, she has been having health problems for the last few weeks, and I'm going to take her to the vet tomorrow. I hope it's something that we can treat. She's 10 years old, actually probably closer to 10 and a half, so she's not young, but she's not really old either. It's something that she's been having some issues with the last few weeks, so I've been really worried about her, and I think I've gotten run down as a result of that, and I don't mind taking care of her. I love her more than anything. I probably said that twice already. That's just how much I love her. If you follow me on Instagram, you see a picture of her every once in a while. I mean, she's my world. So as a result, I do have an episode that I'm going to give you this week. I did take notes, but it's probably going to sound a little more thrown together than some of the episodes I've posted here recently. Again, I apologize for that because I like to put my all into these episodes, and I really appreciate the support I get from all of you, and I don't want to let anybody down. So I am going to talk about something this week that I've been meaning to talk about for a while. It kind of was inspired by the post I did a few weeks ago on Camp NaNoWriMo, which is going on this month. I had mentioned that this was an opportunity for you either to start a new project, and unlike the NaNoWriMo in November, you can actually pick your own word count. You don't have to commit to 50,000 words, in other words. So yeah, you can start your new project, or you can revise your NaNoWriMo project from this past November. Really, Camp NaNoWriMo, which is held in April, and I believe July was the other one each year, that leaves all that up to you. And I mentioned that I decided after some deliberation to not do Camp NaNoWriMo this year. The reason for that is that I am working on a new draft of my November NaNoWriMo project, but I'm kind of, basically, I'm fitting in writing wherever I can. And right now, this draft, I am writing by hand. And the reason I'm doing that is for practical reasons. Right now, partly for reasons that I just talked about with Fern, but also just in general. Right now, I can devote the most time to working on this novel late at night, right before I go to bed. And at this point in the day, I've been on a computer and or tablet for pretty much the whole day, and I'm looking for that change of pace that writing something by hand brings to me. And also another reason is since I'm writing late at night, I have seen a lot about the so-called blue light that a lot of these devices emit. And being that I'm kind of a light sleeper as it is, I'd probably be even worse if I regularly use these devices closer to bedtime. And all of this is stuff that I don't have to worry about when I'm writing in a notebook. And also, my notebook is cheap, and it's slightly easier to carry around than my tablet or my laptop. My tablet, I mean, is not heavy, but it's fragile. And if I carry a notebook around, I don't have to worry about breaking anything. For me, that's a significant concern. I don't know about you, but I am a klutz. So what I did this week was I found a few articles online written by writers talking about the various benefits of writing something by hand. Now, if you're so used to writing on a computer or a tablet that maybe you want a little change of pace once in a while, you could maybe consider writing a draft of your work in progress by hand. Or maybe you don't want to do that, but maybe you want to get into journal writing, which is something that I have spoken about before on this podcast. So yeah, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you some information from these articles that I found. I think there's a lot of good information in here talking about more benefits. And as always, I'm going to include links to all of these articles in the notes for this episode. So one article I looked at was called The Benefits of Writing a Novel by Hand by Bryn Donovan. Bryn Donovan says, quote, writing longhand helps you remember what you've written later, end quote. I think this is a point that hits close to home because I know writing by hand has always helped me learn better. Whenever I was studying for tests in school, I often copied my notes by hand, and sometimes it got laborious, but in the end, it was worth it because doing that helped me absorb information better. I'm not great at memorization, and I'm okay with that because I don't feel memorization means you're actually learning anything much of the time. I mean, what I mean by that is you can memorize a whole bunch of stuff and not really understand what any of it is. When it comes to novel writing, I find that writing a first draft of a novel by hand actually helps me if, later on in the draft, I'm wondering if I already had a character say or do something. I find it easier to just kind of flip through my handwritten notes and find it, whereas when I have a document that is typed, that can sometimes take more time. Of course, you can filter, you can put in a certain keyword or whatnot, but you don't always have that information. Sometimes you're looking for something that might not have any particular keywords that stand out, and maybe you don't even remember how you worded it. You just know you have it in there somewhere. So I find in that case, it's easier to write a draft by hand and remember later on. Donovan also says, quote, writing your first draft longhand means you have a built-in first round of editing, end quote. Now, for me, this is another advantage because I actually find it's easier for me to edit by hand sometimes than by typing. Even though when you're typing, you can do more and you can do it faster, I feel like my brain connects better with a handwritten page. And what I mean by that is the words feel like they're coming from me more organically, if you will. So when, say, I put something down that I don't like, it might occur to me faster that I don't like it, and I'm more likely to cross it out and come up with something better on the spot than maybe if I was typing. Because a lot of times when I'm typing, I feel the urge to just keep going and keep going and keep going, and then later on I might forget. And, you know, it's in there, and I might take it out later on, but hopefully you understand what I'm saying. So another article that I looked at was called The Power of Writing by Hand by Jeremy Anderberg. Anderberg points out that you can be more deliberate when writing by hand because, quote, you're taking advantage of the benefits of constraints. By limiting yourself both in physical space, you can only get so much on a page, and physical ability, you can only write so quickly, you're forcing yourself to decide what's most important, end quote. Now, this I think is a great point, because when you're typing, I think it can be easier to go off on tangents, but I think you're more tempted to put a lot of filler in there. It's much easier to meet a daily word count when you're typing. But if you really don't have that much to say, how good are most of those words likely to be? Going back to NaNoWriMo, that sums up a lot of my NaNoWriMo first draft from this past November. On the other hand, no pun intended, when you're writing longhand, even though you may ultimately write less in terms of word count, I think you can be more likely to put more thought into what you do write. even though my typed NaNoWriMo draft may end up having more words than this handwritten draft, I may end up keeping more of what's in this handwritten draft. So, in this sense, you might be able to say that when writing by hand, less can actually be more. Something that I noticed in both the Anderberg and Donovan articles, and hopefully if you check them out, you'll notice it too, both of them point out that when you're writing something by hand, you're less likely to be distracted by apps and the internet than if you're typing on a computer. Sure, you can put a blocking app on your computer, and I've never tried it, so I don't really know how. I don't think it's that hard, but even though it's probably easy, turning off your computer or tablet for a while, that seems to be even easier for me. I don't know about you, but I mean, to me, it actually feels good to do it once in a while. Another article I looked at was Handwriting versus Typing, The Best Method for Writing by Melissa Lewis Grimm. Early on, Grimm notes that a number of prominent contemporary writers are known for writing early drafts by hand. Some writers who write or have written first drafts by hand include Joyce Carol Oates, Toni Morrison, Truman Capote, and Stephen King, but they're quite a long list of others. According to Grimm, quote, even if a computer is used to type out a final draft when the first part of the process is complete, many authors still believe handwriting is an essential part of their process. End quote. Handwriting requires you also to use more motor skills than typing. Grimm notes, quote, while typing, your brain is on somewhat of an autopilot setting, where you aren't even conscious of which letters you're typing. Your brain simply tells you which letters to type, and because you've done it so many times before that it's an automatic function, you don't even think about it. End quote. Grimm also notes some benefits of typing, which are, as we might have already mentioned, it's faster, it's easier to edit, it's easier to save work, and in some ways it is easier to find past content. So, as we were just saying with keywords, if you do have a keyword that you're looking for, it can be easier on a typewritten document to go back and find that. And it's also, I think this is an important point, it's also better for the environment in some ways because fewer trees have to suffer if you're typing something on your computer. And another benefit, there's no writer's cramp possibility when you're typing something. Although when I saw this, I thought, what about carpal tunnel syndrome? And as it happens, the Donovan blog post does mention carpal tunnel syndrome. So yeah, I think carpal tunnel is an issue if you're typing a lot. Grimm also suggests that writing by hand may work better in earlier stages. She says, quote, handwriting seems like the best method, at least for idea generation and developing the first draft of your content. End quote. So in other words, this is a good point, I think. If you would like to maybe try it in your novel writing routine, writing by hand, it's, I think, good to do it in an earlier draft, maybe your first or second draft, then a later draft. To me, it seems like if you do the first few drafts on a computer and then halfway through the process, you say, oh, I think I'm going to do this one by hand, the third or the fourth draft. It kind of defeats the purpose, I think, of writing by hand. So yeah, I would say if you're going to try it with your novel, it's good to do it maybe in the first draft when the ideas are just kind of coming out of you. You might not know too much about your characters yet. You might not know how you're ending yet. I think it can be easier to work out what you're going to say by writing by hand in an earlier draft, definitely. So the fourth article I found, and this was the last one, was called 16 Powerful Benefits of Writing by Hand, written by a D. I don't think there's a last name there, but again, you can go to the article and check it out for yourself. D seems to talk mostly about journaling and letter writing in her post. but she still notes some great benefits for writing by hand. First, she says, quote, "There is less pressure when you're writing by hand," end quote. And what she seems to be talking about here is how your handwriting looks, and I think this is a good point. When we're typing, we can become overly concerned with how good even a first draft looks. I think this goes back to the fact that you can be more deliberate about what you put on a page when you write by hand. As a result, you're often more concerned with coming up with good content than with coming up with something that looks pretty on a page. Whereas with a computer, I do think that you do feel some pressure to make it look readable. So as a result, even if you're doing something like NaNoWriMo, where the idea is to just keep putting down as many words as possible and limit your editing as you go along, at least with NaNoWriMo November, that temptation to edit as you go along can be there, and that can slow you down a bit. So yeah, when you're writing by hand, I don't think that pressure's there. I think that's a great point that Dee makes. Dee also says, quote, "Writing by hand reminds you of the value of privacy," end quote. This is another good point. I think when you're writing by hand, you're more likely to remember that since you're much less likely to submit a written draft anywhere, you really don't need to show your handwritten work to anyone. And this can help you boost your creativity. You can be freer because you can literally be more likely to write as if no one's watching, because really, nobody has to watch. Another point that Dee makes that I think is excellent, she notes the benefits of writing by hand for neurodivergent individuals. She says, quote, "Handwriting also helps children with ADD or ADHD because learning cursive improves the student's concentration," end quote. Now, ADD is attention deficit disorder, ADHD is attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, and I think these are excellent points, and I do think that having worked with students with attention deficit disorder, I don't think you have to limit it to cursive. I think even printing by hand can help to improve your focus. Dee also mentions, quote, "Dyslexia is caused by a disconnection between the auditory and language centers of the brain, and writing by hand helps join those centers together. Dot, dot, dot." There's a pause in there. "Learning cursive helps with this decoding process because it boosts hand-eye coordination, fine motor skills, and other brain and memory functions," end quote. I think it's important to emphasize here that even though learning how to write manually can be beneficial, this doesn't mean you should be overly concerned about how your handwriting looks, unless you're writing something you'll want to revisit later and you have genuine issues reading your own handwriting. I can speak to this to some extent. It's not so much that I can't read my own handwriting, it's just that when I'm on a roll and editing as I go along, I'm all over the damn page. My sentences in an early written draft can appear in spirals or vertically, but I have this way of keeping everything on track by highlighting my sentences in a certain way. It probably sounds nightmarish to you, and it probably is, but it makes sense to me. Again, nobody has to see my rough drafts but me, and I do, again, want to criticize just a bit what Dee says. I don't think that we should just look at cursive writing. I think if we do just look at cursive writing, we can tend to be overly concerned about how our handwriting looks, or we may be too intimidated. If we haven't written in cursive in a long time, we may be too intimidated to write something by hand at all. So again, I do think printing by hand can have a lot of the benefits that Dee's talking about. However, the overall point that she's making, that writing by hand can actually have benefits in this way, I think that's a very powerful point, and I think it's one that whether you have learning differences or are neurodivergent or not, you can find these benefits very helpful to you. So on that note, I'm going to end here, and let me know what you think, please. Email me at marissadeleforfolly@gmail.com and follow me on Twitter, please, if you don't already, at @marissad13 and on Instagram at www.instagram.com/marissadf13. Also, please check out my Patreon page at www.patreon.com/marissadf. For $1 a month, I'll mention your name in an upcoming episode, and for $3 a month, I'll not only mention you in an upcoming episode, but I'll also give you access to 2 bonus episodes each month, as well as previous bonus episodes. I put out 1 bonus episode so far this month, and I'm planning to have another one up within the next few days. That's all I can say about it, unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, because then it'll be more of a surprise, hopefully. So, if you're still listening, thank you so much for listening, for all of your support, and once again, I apologize for the hurried tone and for kind of throwing this episode together this week. I hope you understand. This podcast is very, very, very important to me, but my little girl comes first. So I will have something that is more put together next week. And again, thank you for listening and for all of your support. And have a good week. Take care of yourselves and peace out. This podcast has been brought to you by Anchor, which is the easiest way to make a podcast. Go to anchor.fm for more info.